Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living
Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. And glory be and honor be to His Sabbath day. I want to say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters, and we are in that creation theory. God said He created these things that belong to Him. So we're in those things. We're in the first day, right? So in the first day, He created darkness because the first day hadn't been established yet. So the first day He created darkness. I mean, who would think of that? When you look at the grand scheme of things, and you're like, why? Why would you create darkness? You know? And He got a reason for it. You know, it's the purpose. And it's the purpose for all things. I mean, if you ask the right questions, He give you the right answer. You know? And what is this darkness, man? I mean, we got the physical darkness, and then we got the law of darkness, you know, those things. And He wrote them too. You know, a lot of us will, Solomon identified as the madness of man. He called it man's madness. You know, Solomon wrote that. And I said, all right, that makes sense. You know, all of us got a madness to a degree, whatever it may be. So you know, that's that thing that we actually ask God to, He called them secret faults. We got to be careful about them. You know, it's a lot going on, you know, that we need to really be focused on ourselves and what we present to God versus what somebody else is.
That's right. Amen to that.
You know, so these precepts are, you know, for the manifestation of all bringing forth fruit. You know, because I believe that's where it's at in the beginning, in all things, right? Where there was no sin, that's where the power, that's where we get our faith and strength from. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back to the Father, that's where you go, you got it, that's where it lies. So, that being said, if Shabbat Shalom, Rev Israel, and y'all sister in Christ, Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom, King Priest, Shalom, family, grace and peace, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Rev.
Amen.
All right, well, look, brothers and sisters, we're going to stand face Jerusalem. If we can, brothers, if we can uncover our heads as we approach the Father, and sisters, if we can cover our heads as we approach the Father. Mm-hmm.
I will lift up my eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And I read Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
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 Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and send forth physical and spiritual blessings upon us. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
So once again, Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Grace and peace in Jesus to the families, to throughout Adam, how we call it, our brethren. Truth be told, grace and peace, welcome families, Shabbat Shalom. And we are going to get into this precept, man. Where did darkness come from? Why did he create it? What's the point of it? You know, and you know, some of us, our first mind would be the space in between the stars. You know, where did that come from? You know, what is that? Where did that come from? And that's darkness. That's a form of, without the sun and the moon, you don't see that. You know, you don't even see that that exists. That's that darkness. Then you got the darkness that's, you know, he called consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, the consciousness of men, that's a law to itself. You know, that's a form of darkness. You know, so we got to consider those things. And then he has this darkness that's around the masses, the world, that they have to seek out them that's conscious. I mean, Ask Solomon, all the kings of the world came from all over the planet to hear the word of God from Solomon. You know, that's that thing. You know, so when we're dealing with this creation, this is that darkness that God is talking about. He let light in. You know, what is darkness? He, and it's another form of darkness. Let me not forget this, that he put the angels in. He said they sinned against him. He put them in a certain, he put them in the chains of darkness. What is that? You see, that's another conversation. You know, so there's a darkness that he has that's in our domain that he put the angels that sinned against him in. You know, who knew? Right? Because they're in our domain. They got kicked out of heaven. They're here. But he put them in the form of darkness in our domain. Or some would call it dimension. I would say domain because that's what the law called it. Genesis 1 and 1. Can you receive it, read?
Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
See, before there was time, he created darkness. This is before the sun and the moon. That's that matter that's in between the stars and sun and the moon, because that existed before the sun and the moon. Then it's also this darkness that he was talking about too. Go to St. John chapter 1 and 1. Yeah, St. John 1 and 1.
St. John 1 and 1 reads, same verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
That's the first thing. In the beginning was the Word. That's the light. That's it right there. The Word is the light. So that's it. That's before the sun and the moon and the stars. That's the light that allows us to see darkness. Without this, you don't see what darkness is. And this is, it's a law written in the Psalms that it said, even darkness is light in him. Yeah. Read that again. Continue.
1 John 1:1 reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
See, that's a different conversation of light. That's not the same light that we're looking at now. Mm-hmm. This light, he said in the beginning, that's it right there. And darkness could comprehend it. You know, it's impossible for darkness to comprehend a light. If we really understand, they completely contrary, opposite of one, and darkness can't comprehend it because we created darkness for.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
All right, there go your Levite.
The same came for a witness to bear witness to the light.
Get this. This is what Levi do. He's three. He joined God with man. What do you mean? That's what Moses did. He joined God with man. And here goes John doing the same thing.
Verse 7. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light.
How so? With the water, through the water. You see? Why? Because Moses introduced the people through water. You know? And here he comes doing the same thing. And then Jesus, he even came through the water through him. You see? And presented himself through the water.
Amen.
See? He stepped out of time and came through the water and presented himself to the people. And God, I mean, John opened the door. He was there.
Thank you.
Continue.
John chapter 1 and verse 7 reads, the same came for witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was a true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
See, that's another darkness that he lighted up, because every man is in their own darkness. So he had to light them up. You see, I mean, we all got a conscious level we all can receive. We can receive the word of God. And that's why he had four different disciples write historically, so that we all got different brain patterns. You see, the prophets, all our prophets write differently. Some are very similar. Some is as abstract as a concept, you know. But if you think like that, then you'll get it. You know. That's the other reason why you learn. That's why you read the whole book, because then you learn how to start interpreting different, you know, because if you listen to the prophets say it one way and you listen to another prophet say it another way and another way and another way, that's how you learn how to interpret tongues. You see, it's practical. What else?
Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Stop. There it is. So they that didn't see him was in darkness. Watch this. That's also a form of invisibility. You know, that he, because he could have easily open up their minds and say, believe it. And they would have, because he had that power. But this thing is a free will thing. You know, do you believe him through your heart? Only those that believe in him to see him.
Amen.
Just like that. So that's a form of darkness he got me in. And so it's no wonder that men actually blaspheme the word of God, because that's what they're going to do. You know, because they're in darkness. They don't have no choice. You know, what else you going to do? You ain't going to learn how to speak righteousness. So they're going to do things just even if they teach you. Again, darkness is a chance they can blaspheme the word of God. So we got to be careful. And stay within the law. You stay in the law, you can't go wrong. You jump outside the law, hey, you can get caught up. Read. No, that's good, that's good. All right, so let's go into Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 61 reads, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
See that? So right now the earth is in gross darkness. You know, this is a darkness that man can't see. this is a light that they can't see, but they can see it with their subconscious eyes or the subconscious mind or their third eye, whatever you want to call it. You know, some people call it aura and stuff like that, you know, but they pick up on this, you know, they pick up on this vibration, so to say, they hear it, you know, because it's the word first. You know, in the beginning was the word, so it's the word, you know, and if you hear it, you catch it, you know. That's if you looking for the light. But then again, some of us is not called for that. What do you mean? It's a darkness that he created for us that we won't see him, you know. So we got to be careful, you know, even when we taking him for light, you know, on the blasting room and all this type of thing, man. And, yeah, that JC this and that JC that. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's between you and him. I'm only rolling with this book. I'm going to roll with this book from Genesis to Revelation. And nobody going to take that. Because I can't go wrong. Not with this. John 3 and 14.
John chapter 3, verse 14 reads, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil."
See, that's that darkness, you know, that he separated in the beginning, that he called light was good. He called that darkness there evil. A lot of us, you know, sitting in the midst of that memo, man, that he created evil in the beginning. That's why he's going to judge evil on the first day of the week or the eighth day of the week. They both went in the same. Or the 13th day in the creation, they all went in the same. What do you mean? The first day of the week will be Sunday. The eighth day of the week after the Sabbath will still be Sunday. The 13th day in the creation from Genesis chapter 1 will be the eighth day, which represents Ishmael. He was circumcised when he was 13 years old, and Isaac is a witness because he was circumcised when he was 8. So both of them, flesh are circumcised on the 8th day through Abraham in order to get into the Passover, which is Jerusalem, coming down from God, you see. So we're trying to get there. You know, so we can't get there if we're in the dark. He said, gross darkness to people, right? But then he said, now he come to light up the plane. But then he tell you how. Yeah, how you going to do it? Read on.
Verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
See, got nothing to hide. See, he that hide the truth have nothing to hide. You know, so it is what it is. You know, it's just about the truth of God, and that's the end of it. Anything aside of that, or you can go aside beside that, that's between you and God now, you see. he hoping out, and his whole thing is that, you know, that we all be on one accord.
Amen.
You know, the Alpha. Let's look at this a little further. So, let's go into Proverbs chapter 6. And verse 20.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20 reads, "My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee."
Who told you that? That's what the law's supposed to be doing. Because ain't that what happened when Christ came out of the water? The enemy came to him. He said, the law started talking. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It started talking back.
Amen.
The law started talking. You know, what else he said? He said, if you be the son of God, throw yourself off this mountain. And then he said, then he quoted the script, you don't tempt God. You know. And then, you know, like we are actually at that point in the spiritual warfare, because you actually wake up at this, you know, at some point in time you realize you're under a physical attack, because you do call upon the name of the Lord and rebuke him. You know, because you realize at this point, you know, you really being under a physical attack. If you have too many of those, then consider our faith. You know. We got to get even more grounded in our book. You know, if we have way too many of those conflicts, then we need to get grounded in our book more. Wow.
Verse 22.
Continue.
Okay, so Proverbs 6 and 22. "When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life."
See, that's what was created in the beginning. That's the light that's in the planet. That's when he said, let there be light. Like, that thing, that's what he was calling. You know, that the law would light up every man's consciousness, open up their minds, and, you know, call them out of darkness. This darkness that's there, that's what the law is for. It's to, you know, call men out of darkness. You know, this darkness that's there, that there's no sun and no moon. You know, it's the privacy of our minds. And so he's trying to call us from that place, right? So go to 1 Corinthians. Yeah, 1 Corinthians in chapter 5. No, 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. Now watch this, man. And he say this with no regards.
2 Corinthians 4:1. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Read. "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God."
See, that's the darkness he's trying to call us out of. That thing right here, that's the darkness he was talking about in the beginning.
Amen.
Freeing our minds, right? That's where his whole job is, man. That's Melchizedek's job, is to free our minds. Because, you know, his only purpose is to make us 100% cerebral. You know, if we become 100% cerebral, it'll be imperative that we become 100% literal. It would be impossible not to be 100% literal. Because it'd be nothing but absolute truth. Everybody would be able to read each other's thoughts.
Amen.
That's an absolute truth. You know, and I ask that question every now and again. I say, if it was a gift you can give back into the world, what would it be? And mine, I say, everybody can read each other's minds. And then also, if people learn how to be quiet. But that's that thing. Wow, how did I get off into that? But that's that consciousness, right? So look at here. Let's get back to these scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 3.
3 reads, but if our gospel be hidden, it is hid to them that are lost.
See, not everybody's going to hit a light. You know what I mean? Not everybody's going to come to it. You see, so it's the darkness that people is going to be on. That's why he said, now, watch this. Now, go back and read that Genesis chapter 2 again and listen very carefully. Genesis 1 and 2.
1. Genesis 1 and 2 read, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
See. So, this darkness, this is where the world is right now. Right? There in this darkness, you know, what do you mean? Watch this. Go to Revelation chapter 17. And pick up verse 11. Yeah.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 11 reads, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. That's right.
Okay, and 15.
Chapter
15. Verse 15.
Amen. Revelation 17 and verse 15 reads, and he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
That's the face of the deep. That's them. They the ones that's bound in darkness. That's them. He created them too. Go to Revelation 13.
Amen.
And 1.
Revelation 13 and 1 reads, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth had the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered at the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven, that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
See, those are the ones that's in darkness. they was born for that purpose. So this is darkness within consciousness in between. We can't even assume that we even know God. You know, because that's a consciousness in itself. But he's telling us right here that there's a mind in this world that has not been forgiven, that won't be. It's going to go to the lake of fire. So, you know, one, if we feel like, you know, if God had mercy on us to not have this mindset, we'd be just as much more graceful, gracious, thankful, you know, of the gift of giving us a mind to to call upon, you know, even to know that there is a Lamb's Book of Life, you know. So this is a darkness that, you know, where people dwell, you know, that he said that they would not see light. They were born for this purpose. And then you have this conversation in Jude. All right, let's pick it up in one, because it's almost the exact same conversation. It's almost the exact same conversation. Jude is telling it, though, but he's just coming like, boom, this is what it looked like. This is, here it is. Peter even spoke on the same thing. He talked about the same conversation, you know. So this Jude and Peter both was hitting on the same cylinders when they were talking about this.
Jude 1:1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept and unaware, who were before old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I would therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
See, that's the darkness too, that's here, you know, that's in our presence, you know, that exists. I mean, go into Genesis chapter 1. Because he got them there, you know, but they can circulate in this area, you know, because they're bound by our rules. And he took their powers from them, that they can't just come up and pop up anytime.
Amen.
You know, so if they're bound by our rules, then they got to obey what we say. So that's right here. So here, when you run into this kind of darkness, there's a conversation that God told us that they got to, that this one, darkness comprehend light. You know, darkness can't comprehend light, but light can comprehend darkness. Watch this. Genesis 1:26
reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air.
Stop. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 104. I mean, Psalms 104.
Psalms 104.
And one.
And one reads, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty.
See, that's what he said to cover himself with. See, that's where he is. That's what, so why not?
Amen.
Why not? Why shouldn't we?
Amen.
Continue.
Who covers thyself with light as with a garment.
See. So he said when he created this man in his image, he created him as light, right? And then there are those that he also called from the dark and that they approach God, that they were to be good, right? Okay, now that's them. See, that's them. And they come in his conversation, in his light, right? So they're going to rebuke the darkness. How? First of all, you got to put on the armor of God, right?
Amen.
So you got to come on like this. You got to put on this. I mean, we think, you know, the armor of God is like tools and utensils and stuff. No, man, it's this. It's majesty. This thing is. So he said this. He said, who comes? Now watch this. Go on and read that too.
Psalms 104 and 2.
Right.
Cover thyself with light as with a garment. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain.
That's before you put stars in the moon there. It's just like that black, that matter, that's in between the stars and the moon, that's the curtain. That's that darkness, you know, that's there. What is that? He just told us that's it. So that's that darkness, and that's the darkness that, you know, he put everything in, you know, heaven. Some would call it death. I think death is something else. I think death is absolutely nothing. So I think death is before darkness. So I can't say, no, this is it. This is something else. This is not nothing. Darkness is something. He created nothing first. So, no, this is definitely something. And he called it a curtain. And that's where he put, you know, that dark space, like between, even between the sun, Venus, and Mercury. As close as they are to the sun, you still have this dark, this curtain right there. You can still see it. You know, you would think the sun, you know, being light enough, it would, like the light bulb would light up everything, but that's not the law. The law is that the sun is to give light upon the earth. And also to give off time. So, and not just time, you know, that we're supposed to survive from, but also tell us how old, you know, the sun and the moon and the stars, or give us a gauge on it, like billions of years old, you know. As far as our time machine can take us, you know. And as far as we know right now, we got stars, light, coming from spaces that's 4.5 billion light years away. That's a long time. Where that light come from, you know. You talking about billions of years? I can agree with that. I can agree with that totally. Because he said in the beginning. Man, ain't no time window in no beginning. That's like he put eternity inside of nothing. So, you know, in the beginning it is what it is, you know. It ain't is what it is because that's really where it all began. That's what darkness is. You know, he put that in that curtain right here. Song of Solomon, chapter 1. We hear it again, you know. Yep, 1 and 1. I read to the 2.
Song 1 and 1 says, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savior of thy good ointment, thy name is an ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chamber. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am glad, but calmly, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, and the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am glad, because the sun hath looked upon me. But my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept.
So Solomon had curtains that was in the likeness of the heavens.
Amen.
So Solomon knew how God actually, or he had an idea of how God dwelt in this thing that he called thick darkness. And, let's see if I can find. Yeah, when he first introduced himself in this matter. But no, first let's go into Genesis chapter 1. Because, you know, we were still talking about them that's in the chains of darkness. Because they're in the darkness too. You know, that this darkness was created for any angel that sinned against God. So he created this darkness for them before the first day. This is also there. Okay, so this is a form of it. But if you're in the in this realm, then you have no choice but to be obedient to all the laws that belong to this domain. Because that's given us right now. Watch this. Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Yep.
This
would give us the power over that darkness. Watch this.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Yeah, that right then and there, that's when they had to be obedient to everything that belonged. See, when the angels fell from heaven, they became in subjection to this. Now, the lie is that they're not in subjection to this, and they just running amok. You know what I'm saying? That's a lie, you see. But for the most part, man, if you understood it, your grasp who and what you are and before God, then these things will have to exist between you and them. So, you know, people talk about we're not in spiritual warfare. Well, you're not if you don't know what spiritual warfare is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. So this brings them into our domain, right? Watch this. Let's go in Isaiah 45. And I think it's verse 10, but it's 9 or 10. Yeah, read 5. 5 and 6.
Isaiah 45,
5 and 6. Yeah, to the 7.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5 reads, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I carry thee, thou, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness.
Who create darkness? Who think that the darkness is important enough to create? Who think of, look, you know what I think when I create all of the grand scheme of things? I just create some darkness. Right? Just in case the angels get run amok, I can put them in these chains of darkness so they can wait on what? Judgment day. That means they're not judged yet. They may got a chance to get out of this. Because if you stand in judgment, you get a chance. So some of these angels are going to be getting off the hook and people ain't.
Right. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He makes peace and
create evil. See? He formed the light and created darkness, you know. I mean, like, it's easy, man. You know, man, what did man create? We can't create darkness. We can create anything but darkness. Think about it.
Yeah.
We can create anything but darkness. Now, there's a darkness, like again, once again, there's a darkness in this world that people is bound by. And they're bound by that darkness, and that's the consciousness that's absent of God. That's absent of God. You can't save them, you can't deliver them. They're not in the book, period. They ain't even in the book. So, you know, that's a thing in itself. You know, that's darkness, man, that he created. I mean, you know, when he created darkness, man, it wasn't just like boom, like, you know, darkness. It's another darkness that he created too. Go to Job 33. Yeah. Job 33. This is the bit that Elihu is firing off, you know, on Job at this point. Man, Job justified himself, man, and judged God. And, you know, the Father had to show him, man, he had that scorn and spirit in him, you know.
Job 33 and 1 reads, wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken unto all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be as the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I am according to thy wish, and God said, I am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words saying, I am clean without transgression.
Ooh.
I am innocent neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasions against me. He counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks. He marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. Why doest thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not.
See, they indictments. You know, he, you know, people complaining about something they don't even know about. One is, he ain't got to tell you nothing. You can just stay in the darkness that you in and just wind in this world like a idiot. Or even call upon him. You can be in darkness or you can be in his light. That's you know. The truth is, come to the light.
Amen.
The light is the truth. That's even finding out who and what you really are. Continue.
Verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumbereth upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction.
Stop. He created a darkness even in your sleep.
Yes.
In this realm. So there's a darkness that man go even when it's dark outside. So he's telling you it's another darkness. Man go there every night. So if, you know, if you can tell me how can that exist, because we know it do, and we call it I beat sleep around. If you can tell me that you know that that exists, then that's a form of consciousness in darkness. How can you say that there isn't a God? You can't bring consciousness out of darkness unless you conscious. Remember, he said that in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. He said, we appeal to every man's consciousness, you know, to that because everybody is not going to be called. That's why I said the earth is in gross darkness. Gross darkness to people, that's what he said. And the earth is covered in darkness, or in darkness. So that was going to take place, which is happening. You know, it's been happening since the days of Cain and Abel, you know. Is it reaching his peak at this time? I would say, you know. A man is doing anything now. We tripping out, you know. So we just got through this month that was out of control, you know. A month of riot living, and so to say, that was madness, madness. So praise God, you know, his 7 month don't look like that.
Amen.
Ain't that the truth? So anyway, yeah, his 7 months is far from that madness. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, in heaven. Continue.
Verse 17. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man, he keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from the perishing by the sword. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that he cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draws near to the grave, and his life to destroy it. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than his child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render the man his righteousness.
That's his righteousness. He's going to show man how to live before him, how to walk. That's his righteousness. You see, that's that day. Continue. Because he called him, now see this, pay attention to this. He's calling man from darkness to the light. And how he did it. When they were in a deep sleep, in a thick darkness, then he said he put in them a purpose and showed him his purpose. And then man started answering. You know, it's either the way you know you answer or you know. But he's the light that light every man, right? That's right there. You make that choice, you're going to serve God or not. Read on.
Amen. 28. And he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see light, the light. Lo, all these things.
Read that again. You need to flow into that.
Let's do Job 33:27. He looketh upon me, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things work to God oftentimes a man to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Jacob, hearken unto me.
They would just, I know you didn't just read that.
Well, Mark well, oh, did I say Jacob? I don't know why that looks like.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. This looks like, oh, it's for real. Like, it's,
maybe
do that.
It's not even close.
Yeah, but it's CNA, you're good. It just needs a CNA. It's very similar. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me, speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom.
See, God, that's that thing, man. He's, you know, he's calling us out the dark, you know.
Bring back his soul from the pit,
yeah,
be enlightened, the light of the living.
Now watch this, the light of the living, what? So here it is. What is this light of the living? It's a darkness that he called death, you know. He even created that. So that's in the dark too. You know, that's in that darkness in the beginning. Because, like, if he can show you that there's life, then obviously it must be death. So death is a form of what? Darkness. Let's look at that. Let's go into Job. Watch this. Job 12 and 22. No, 10 and 22 first.
Job?
No, yeah, Job, no, in fact, 10 and 21. Watch this.
Job 10 and 21?
Yeah, and 22.
Amen. Before I go with, I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death.
See, that's a darkness in the darkness in the beginning, too. That's there. He called that darkness. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. So that's there, too. You know, so it's a lot of things going on when he said, and darkness was upon the face of, you know, that's in there, too.
A land of darkness, as darkness is still, and of the shadow of death without any order, for the light is as darkness.
What? You kidding me? So now that conversation, though I walk through the shadow of death, I should fear no evil. That take a whole new level. That's another conversation, because that darkness was created in the beginning. You know, that's also there, you know. He got a lot of things he created out of darkness, you know. Our ignorance, you know. Our ignorance. I mean, when you turn the light on, man, it's still not bright enough. I mean, even to me, it's just not bright enough. I just know so much more. And because we're mortal, we won't get a chance to obtain all of those things that belong to him. But I believe they're achievable. But anyway, he said, now this is a darkness in itself. Read that 22 again.
Job 10 and 22 reads, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
Go to Job chapter 24 and 17.
Job 24:17 reads, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one knew know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death.
Ooh.
But the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one knows them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death.
So you don't know unless you did.
Ooh, in the dark they dig through houses, which they have marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as a shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terror of the shadow of death.
Well, he created that in the beginning too. So we got a whole lot of levels of darkness in our domain. But there's laws for them all.
They are those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the path thereof. The murderer rising with the light.
Stop. That's the ungodly.
If they rebelling, that means they know better. So they became the ungodly.
The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as he speaks. They also, the eye also of the adulterer waited for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and despise his face.
Oh, stop, man. That's a form of darkness, too. But that's going in another conversation.
In the dark, they dig through the houses which they have marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terror of the shadow of death.
But they don't even know that they're in it. That's the thing. They're in a darkness that they don't even know. They're in the presence of a darkness they have no idea of. They don't even know it exists. You see that? Yep. Let's look at that a little further. Go to Job chapter 28 and 27.
Job 28 and 27?
Yeah.
Then did he see it.
No, my bad.
Oh,
28
and
3. 28 and 3? Yeah. 28
and 3 reads, he setteth an end to darkness.
Wait a minute. So there's going to be an end to darkness. There's going to be an end to darkness. One of these days, it's coming. It's going to be an end. No more darkness. And, you know, the man is going to wake up to this everlasting light, only for a moment to be cast in the everlasting darkness. Because they was born for that? Or they committed enough sin to allow themselves to be cast into that? How can we get before God and become irredeemable? So, where are we?
Oh, I read Job 28:3.
Okay.
It says, he setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death.
Ain't that something? He said he setteth an end to darkness, right? And searcheth out all perfection. So, you know, that's it. And he said, and the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. That's two conversations. Now, skip down to 22 and watch this.
22. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears.
See, that's the spirit. That's their name. He created them, and they are here in darkness. He created that they should dwell there. We never seen death or destruction. He created them from the darkness, to dwell in darkness. Why? When he gets here, you can ask him. But there you are. So they was created in darkness, to dwell in darkness too. You know, now, I guess they didn't become active until Adam sinned. They couldn't have became active until Adam sinned, because death don't kick in until he sinned. So once he sinned, they got a job. Go to Job 30 and 23.
30 and
Yeah. Well, no. Job 34:22.
There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
Look, man, so you think they gonna get away? The Lord created that darkness too, that nobody be able to, you know, you could be able to hide in darkness, not even the shadow of death.
Amen.
So he put that, he had to write that law that's in darkness that nobody be able to hide from him. Not even in darkness, not even the eternal darkness that he created, this darkness and this that man's eyes can't see. He said they can't even hide in that from me. Why? Man, you know, then you get it because he started talking about the resurrection and it's like this one of the clear conversation that constantly resurfaces. And just keep bringing the same thing back. You know, like on the dust, he said, thou shall return. So he had to tell the dust that, God, you know, man, dust thou art, dust they shall return. But dust they are, dust say they shall return. They're going to return from the dust. Like to say that to the dirt, you know, that we're coming back from it. Same thing, that's that darkness too, you know. This thing, man, that this darkness that he created in this world that he called death, that's another form of darkness inside the darkness that he created. But see, he said it's a light there. You know, it's a light there. What is the light that's in darkness, that's in the shadow of death? Watch this. Because the only way you can see the shadow of death is that there's a light. Light only casts shadows. So how is it that you can see the shadow of death unless there's light? Where the light is coming from? Watch this. Job 34:22.
There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
Job 38:17.
And 17 reads, have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
See, those are entities. But where the shadow coming from? Remember, Jesus is the light of man. Amen. So, is that what he got? Was that his job to keep the light of man in the gates? Because they can be woke up, ask Samuel. Samuel got woke up by Saul and a female that had a familiar spirit. So, yeah, that's a darkness too that you can call them out of. You know, we don't want to be visited in that. You don't want to go there, period. You don't want to wake up none of the ancient at all. That's not a conversation for us. He said he's the light of the living. So, but that conversation is here too. Samuel, let me see. Spell familiar. What was that?
You said something else.
Yeah. Familiar. Oh, you know what's in there? Oh, stop. You know what's in familiar?
What's
this? I'll split them two words. And you get yep, that's it, it's now, look at this. Come here, look. Right. How else can it be a familiar spirit, right? Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna okay, go to Deuteronomy chapter
18.
Yeah. And yeah, Deuteronomy 18 and 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 11 reads, our charmer or a consultant with familiar spirits or wizards or necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee.
Now see, the thing is, what is a necromancer? You see, that's the thing. If he's telling us not to do it, then it must be, you must can do it. It's like, you know, if thou shalt not steal, we must can do it. So thou shalt not steal. So here it is, it's a law of speaking that, hey, this is something we should not do. And what is this thing? It says this, it says, the practice of supposedly communicating with the spirit of the dead in order to predict the future. And then it said black magic, sorcery, magic qualities. Necromancer, one who practiced magic or sorcery. A sorcerer,
Thermaturge.
Seriously? A necromancer, a sorcerer, a thermaturgist.
Thermaturge. Both
magic. Wow. Okay. So that's what they call. Oh, and I also had a sorcerer, thermaturge, thermaturge wizard, magician, enchanter, exorcist, magus, occultist, a sorceress, a woman, a sorceress, a witch doctor, diviner, a magician, it says a diviner, witch, wizard, sorcerer, occultist, a sorceress, a warlock, enchantress,
enchanted black magic. So these people, they can get into these areas. You know, it's forbidden. But these people have managed to gain access to a darkness that's in this world that we shouldn't be, because that's where the dead is. And this conversation is real because it happens here in Samuel. And Samuel chapter 28 and 7. Watch this. So we're not supposed to be, you know, seeking out those that have these things, man. We're not supposed to go down this road at all. That's 1 Samuel 28 and 7. Now, actually, pick it up at 6.
1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6 reads, "And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servants, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her, and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself, and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards, out of the land, wherefore then layest thou a snare from my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God descending out of the earth. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he covered with a mantle, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?
See, she was a necromancer, and she was able to bring Samuel up from the gates of hell, darkness. She brought him back from darkness. So, you know, it's a law that this is why we're not supposed to do it. But people can do these things, you know, if they really have a familiar spirit. But if they have a familiar spirit, trust, that is not a good thing, you know. Those things don't end well, you know, unless you get delivered. But it only become an obsession or some form of madness. So we see that this is achievable, that you can pull something from darkness, that even from death, you know. But then here it is. Now watch this. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2 and 14.
Hebrews 2 and 14. 4 and 13.
Yes, ma'am. 2 and 14.
2 and 14. Hebrews 2 and 14. 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
See, he came through time into our domain, showed us how to master our domain, and then end his story at the same time. But he came through thick darkness to do those things. He came here. I mean, this, how can you be 100% cerebral and then be around people who don't even know what freedom is? How can you be that? I mean, how can you comprehend? Well, you know what? It's we can do it. It's just that it's like almost dealing with foreigners coming into this world. Like, how do it feel that you sold yourself to this society? And they look at you like, really? Yeah, seriously, why would you do that? And everybody talk about, you know, the good, the gold, the blit, all that type of stuff, you know. If you're free, why bother?
Amen.
But that's what we don't see, you know. So anyway, so we see that there's a form of darkness that man can actually call the dead from. But Jesus, having destroyed that, he has the keys now. So watch this. Go to Revelations chapter 1.
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17 reads, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
See, when he, after the judgment, ain't no more necromancers. They all going in there too. So ain't nobody going to be able to let them out. He got the keys this time.
Amen.
So he going to shut the door on that darkness forever.
Amen.
He got the keys to that darkness.
Amen.
Now. So at this point, it's just a matter of just waiting on the great white throne. All right, well, that's that. You know, so hey, darkness, you know, he created this darkness. Now we know what it is. We got an idea what it is. I think, you know, so with that being said, anybody have any questions? You know, got a hand. You got any questions, anything you'd like to add before you go to this hand up?
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, grace and peace. Grace and peace unto the family and those out here listening. It's Brother Keith. I just want to say that was, an excellent lesson, you know, with perfection, you know, and excellent reading. with perfection from Sister Ray as well. I really don't have much to say about this lesson because it's kind of really hard to really say anything about it, because anything you say can and will be held against you in the court of law, the best way I can say it like that. So I look at it like, it's better to say nothing than anything at all, and choose your words carefully. And best way to do that is to pick up the book and let the light shine on you and receive instruction, and it's reproved, you know. So, like, I see what you're saying in here, you know, about darkness and stuff, because through my own testimony, sometimes I'll be doing something, and then all of a sudden my mind will go blank, and I'll be thinking, like, is my mind going into darkness? I just remembered I was supposed to do something, and, like, something came on my mind to not do it, and it could have been something that was good for the light. So I just think, to pray, you know, just when it gets to the point where you feel like you're doing something wrong, just pray. And God will show you the light. You know what I'm saying? God will show you light. So it was an excellent lesson. Grace and peace to the family. And with that, I close.
Amen, Israel. Praise God. Hey, when he created darkness, man. He created a lot. And, you know, we can't just put them in a box. Even with the things that we covered, man, I am nowhere near what he has on so many levels concerning this issue. So, you know, I'm just talking about, you know, just not pay attention to what you see, but pay attention to what he's doing. You know, that's kind of redundant, because that's one of the things. But, yeah, that's it. You know, hey, in that creation, he's doing a lot. He really is. So, with that being said, great word, keep the word. We'll say Shabbat Shalom to everyone.
Thank you.
We're gonna go to the dashboard, because we want to get our family, you know. And we want to say our family that's in Russia, once again, always hanging in there, always listening. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Stay faithful. Our family that's in Tiva, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Germany, we say God bless you, Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, it appears that our family in the United Kingdom is growing. God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. And our family that's in France, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. And our family in Greece, we say God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Turkey, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Iran, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in India, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Anamaya, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Vietnam, oh wow, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Indonesia, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in the Philippines, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Japan, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in South Korea, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. And our family that's in the Philippines,
God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. And our family that's in New Zealand, God bless you, Shabbat Shalom. And our family that's in Ethiopia, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Egypt, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Nigeria, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Uganda, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. I think we spoke about our family that's in Brazil. God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Chile, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in the States, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. And our family that's in Canada, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. And we'll say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's, that being said, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles.
Shabbat Shalom is your name.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.